So I've noticed you've recently joined a website and built an account on Milo. Is this true?
Yeah.
Anything you particularly enjoy about it?
Well, I found my way around the site very easily.
Oh, so clearly labelled.
Yeah, very good. And I've got used to it.
Yeah.
The thing that I've really enjoyed doing is with the vocabulary. I've enjoyed listening to it on the computer.
Yeah, because it really helps you get the feel of it. What do you really enjoy about Milo?
I've enjoyed the games that we've used so far, and I'm looking forward to playing people from other schools.
What's your favourite on the site?
Listening to the conversations and putting the phrases in order.
Okay, thank you. So what do you particularly enjoy about the website?
I think that the site really boosted my confidence to learn, and it made French, like, more entertaining.
Yes. What activities have you particularly enjoyed?
I have really enjoyed the complete the sentences exercise.
Because that really helps boost your confidence in it all. And I understand you can listen to it them saying it in French as well.
I think it's much more easier, but it helps you in a good way.
Hello. Bonjour.
So what have you particularly enjoyed about the site today?
Well, it's very educational because you can hear the French actually being said, so it will help you pronounce it yourself.
Yeah, that's very good because we have had some good feedback because of that. You can listen to it. It really helps you understand, you really get the concept of it, don't you?
It's very helpful and you can match it up.
Yes.
So you're really looking at the words on the screen and listening.
Can just add on to that?
Yes, you can. Yes.
Having your own account really helps you keep track of your ability of French.
Yes, that's very true.
Your progress.
Yes.
And I think it really helps. Just overall, it's a brilliant site.
Hello.
I understand you've just created an account on Milo.
Yeah, it's really good fun. I love the fact that I get my own account. I can go on it whenever I want.
Great. So anything you particularly enjoyed about it?
Well, I like the fact that there's phrases, dictionary, culture and help at the very bottom, so it can help even if you want. And also, I like all the activities. It's really fun and useful. And you can always try again if you feel that you haven't done it like properly.
Yeah, but if there was one thing you needed to improve, what would that be?
Probably the fact that we could change our pictures.
Change what? Put a picture of yourself on, like
not a picture of ourselves, but a picture. You know, you have those like little blog with headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, change like.
Yeah, so not so much like Facebook, just like you get your own little cartoon.
Yeah.
Ah, so very good. So, thank you.
I think that the site's quite good and it's quite fun, but you can't like change your avatar thing, and also I think that it's just as good as like Linguascope and stuff.
Okay, so you think it's comparable to what's out there already at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play some more with it and we'll see if that opinion changes or not as we work through the lessons. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Okay, we're just discussing whether Milo offers something different to other online language learning sites. We've got a few opinions that we want to offer.
I like it better because you have your own account, so you can like record your own progress. Also, that you can go against other people, which is cool.
Thank you.
I also prefer it to other online sites because you can like work on a topic that isn't always what you're learning in class, and it's got a particular topic, and there's lots of different activities you can choose from doing it. And I also like the fact that you can like compete against other people and show your progress throughout the site, like Eliza said.
Thank you. Next one.
I also prefer it to other online sites because it's more modern and up to date, and it appeals to you a bit more.
Thank you very much. Thank you.